This is what Lindsay Lohan wrote on her Twitter page, which is now the main source of information for everything.
It's how celebrities are breaking news daily.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. She says, moving to the UK is in my near future, better DJ music, and Paris is just a tunnel away. So is Lourdes. Okay. Doctor, she admitted to cocaine use and 3 rehab visits. Could a move to another city help the girl?
Yes and no. Yes, because if you're looking for a new start, new friends, new look on life, absolutely. But no, if you're looking for new DJs, new nightclubs, new shady guys or girls, and new drugs. No, it's based on what she's saying. I mean, if you're going to actually say, I'm moving to the UK to check out new DJs, that is not a good sign for your recovery. I mean, come on.
I mean, I have heard of celebrities doing something like this. I think it was Carol Burnett, I read years ago, sent one of her, moved to Hawaii to get out of L.A. where all the drugs were. And Angela Lansbury moved all the way to Ireland one time with her family to get them away from drugs. So it's not a new idea. It actually could work for some people.
A move is not necessarily a bad idea, but to move to London and for the DJs. Her ex, Samantha Ronson, was also a DJ. So we know she has a thing for DJs. She was just recently in London going out to clubs.
Yeah.
And that's one of the main reasons that she's now has this idea in her head that she'd like to move to London. And she also, the part that concerns me the most in that interview is that she said that she suffers from, you know, alcohol addiction and drug addiction, and she's been in rehab 3 times, been arrested twice.
Right.
But that she still drinks and that she knows her limits now. This is a 23-year-old girl.
That is so delusional, isn't it, Doctor? When people who drink like that say they know their limits, I mean, really.
What does alcohol do? It makes you more impulsive. It makes you like think all sorts of crazy things that you don't think.
It makes you have sex with your husband sometimes.
It makes you have, yeah.
Okay.
Listen, alcohol saves a lot of marriages, let me tell you that.
That's true.